us kind of as the same player. You know, we're so similar, so there's really no reason why, you know, he can't be here and I'd be there. So, you know, but when we talk football, we just talk, you know, X's and O's and different things. He talks about what's going on there. I talk about what's going on here. It's really just having someone to talk to that understands, you know, what you're going through.
Does it speak to the luck of the draw? I mean, he lands in a place that fulfills your dynasty team.
Yeah, and maybe I'm a better leader. I don't know.
Hey, what does LeGarrette Blount bring to his football team, and are you happy to have him back?
Oh, yeah, it's great having him back just as a teammate and a friend. On the football side, he's a bruiser. You know, he's a guy that can go downhill and just run straight, or he could use a quick feet and make a guy miss. So it's been great having LG back. I think he really likes being on this team. You know, he left, and I think, you know, sometimes when you leave is when you see, you know, what else is out there. And I thought it was pretty cool that he got to come back and is happy here and is helping the team win.
Games and Marshawn gets to the second level and beyond, you see DBs sometimes say, I'm good. You know, they don't really want a part of that physicality. How do you approach him if he does get to you on the field?
Try to get him down any way possible. You know, I think for us as a secondary, this is it. You know, whether it's running into him full speed and the chance of you hurting something, you got all offseason to rest up. So I think everybody in the secondary, you know, if he breaks out, we'll be trying to get all there together and get him on the ground.
Do you agree with my assessment? I mean, have you seen that in watching film, that there's some guys that maybe don't want a part of him?
In the NFL, there's a lot of guys that don't want a part of running backs in the secondary. But I think with him, it's a little bit of that, and it's a little bit of, you know, him really throwing guys off him that are even trying to bring him down. So it's not easy, and I think it's just a combination of those things at times.
Is he like one of them as a teammate? He was just over there saying he still got something to prove.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a competitor. I think someone asked me yesterday, what is the difference you see in him come Sunday, you know, then that's different to practice week? And I said, not much. I mean, the guy's fired up in practice all the time. If practice isn't going well, you know, he'll start yelling and screaming and doing different things. And if practice is going good, he's like a little kid in a candy shop. So that doesn't change really on game day. He's always fired up and ready to go. So I think it's great to have him as a leader because, you know, he's never content. You know, he always wants to do more. So I think the team kind of follows in that direction.